Here, let me show it to you.
Oh my, it's magnificent.
It is, isn't it? Why don't you go ahead and touch it?
Oh yes, can I? Oh yes, what a beautiful specimen.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Johnson. I know you're going to enjoy it very much.
Yes, I will. Very much. The painters need me. You run along now.
Okay. Thanks again, Mrs. Johnson. God bless.
Well done, son. Well done. You're getting a real knack for this.
Thank you, sir.
It looks like one more, and you're eligible for the Billy Graham Christian Fellowship.
The Billy Graham Christian Fellowship? But only two people are picked for that every year.
I know. But let's not get overconfident now.
No.
Our work's not done yet.
No, sir. Who's next?
Let's see. It looks like, Joseph Rose. And he's the last one on the list.
Joseph Rose. Okay. Let's go.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Rose?
Rosenberg. Who are you?
Well, my name is George B.
What do you want?
Mr. Rosenberg, we're here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
No, thanks.
Rosenberg, if you'd just give us a minute of your time.
Sir, you haven't even given us a chance.
I'm not interested, okay?
Looks like this one's gonna be a little bit tougher.
Yeah? Is there someone else on the list?
No. Besides, a fellowship winner? Would walk through the fire of resistance to save a lost soul.
I know. Dick. I really want to thank you.
Don't thank me. You should thank Jesus. Will you?
Of course. Dear Jesus. In the name of my good mother, Millie Talbert, of my good friend here, Dick, of all the good people at the Church of the Holy Miracle, I pray that you give us the strength to save Mr. Rosenberg from the clutches of Satan. Amen.
Amen.
Oh yes, Mrs. Johnson.
I'm not interested. Now get out of my yard!
I've got an idea.
Now what?
Foxbox and bagels. Delivery from Mr. Rosenberg.
It looks like you're going to be eligible for that award after all.
This is so great. The Billy Graham Christian Fellowship. I never thought that this would be possible for me. Wow. Dear Jesus, please forgive Mr. Rosenberg for this great sin, for he knows not what he has done. We will need all of your power and goodness to save Mr. Rosenberg from the devil, which has a grip on his soul. Please help us. Amen.
This is my favorite part.
You've done a very bad thing, Mr. Rosenberg. Disrespecting the Bible is a very serious matter.
I've done a bad thing? I have done a bad thing? What do you call breaking and entering, huh? Wait until the police hear about this, then we'll see who's done the bad thing.
Mr. Rosenberg, if you'll just give us a chance to share with you the miracle of Jesus Christ, I'm sure you'll understand.
Save it for the judge. You guys are in deep shit, you know that? Oh, when people find out about this...
I suggest you keep quiet, Mr. Rosenberg.
I will not keep quiet. Now let me go. Oh, my lawyers are gonna have a field day. You're looking at a civil suit here.
That ought to shut you up for a minute.
He's right, Dick. If people find out about this, we're in big trouble.
I know.
Maybe if Mr. Rosenberg here would just cooperate, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Unless we can help Mr. Rosenberg see the light.
I have a Bible upstairs. I read it all the time.
It's too late. Yeah. Your Bible doesn't have the most important part. The part about Jesus. You've got to embrace Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
You're wasting your time. The devil's already got him. No one can be this resistant to the goodness of Jesus.
Mr. Rosenberg, you gotta let Jesus into your heart. I can't tell you what a difference he's made in my life. I was in a lot of trouble until I accepted Jesus, but he turned me around. And he can do the same for you.
Jesus was Jewish. You can't just die and come back and make your own religion.
No, Mr. Rosenberg. Jesus died for us. For our sins. He died for you. He'll change your life around. Can't you see? I'm trying to help you.
What are you doing?
It should be obvious to you by now, George. The reason Mr. Rosenberg here won't embrace Jesus is because he is the devil, and fire will purify his soul.
Don't you understand this? You'll be held accountable for your sins!
I promise you, you will be held accountable.
salvation lies within. All you have to do is admit to Jesus that you've sinned against him and ask him for his help. God is merciful, Joseph. He loves you.
You made a good effort, son. There's just no hope.
It's over.
Thanks, George. Say, how did you ever get hooked up with a guy like Dick?
Dick? Well, a while back, I needed a little guidance to get me through some problems I was having. But Dick, his guidance was so blinded, intolerant. I don't know.
Well, you won't have to deal with him anymore. He's going to be singing in the San Quentin Choir for a long time. Ah, there we go. That looks a lot better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Oh. Scoot in. It's showtime. Oh.